Leslie on Adventures in Odyssey.
I'm still not used to this, Buck.
Jules, we had lunch together 1,000 times before we were dating.
But if it gets back to your parents or Connie, they'll flip. I just wish we could spend some more time together.
Church always has activities going on.
The soloist for Wednesday's prayer meeting canceled. You two would be perfect.
So I guess we're singing a song in church.
Vernon, I'd like to introduce you to Eugene Meltzner. He's been helping you.
Oh.
And John Whitaker has been assisting.
Helping me?
Well, before you came to the hospital, you were having some issues. But they've done great work.
He recalled everything, Katrina. He remembered things she had forgotten.
So wait, how does all this work?
I've developed a technique whereby we can transplant a new 3D printed hippocampus while still retaining old memories, all via a minimally invasive surgical procedure.
Mr. Hancock died this morning, a few hours ago.
I don't understand.
Complications from the surgery.
It's a text from Dr. Hunt. I'm fairly certain he'll be putting an end to the project.
I'm only interested in one factor, Eugene. You.
Hmm?
I want to offer you a job.
Why aren't you jumping up and down with excitement?
The job is in Baltimore. We'd have to move to Maryland.
Baltimore? Why Baltimore?
It's where the lab is, fully equipped with everything my research could possibly require. Additionally, the team I'd be working with is located there.
But we can't leave Odyssey.
But we're not certain we will yet. It's an opportunity we need to pray about.
But this is the only place I've lived where I've been happy.
We all love Odyssey. But wherever we go, Buck, we'll be together. We're a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes a place a home.
But my friends are here, my school, the football team.
You're great at making friends. And your new school would have a football team, too.
You don't understand. It's not the same.
Buck, we realize it would be a substantial adjustment, and we're factoring that into our decision.
It's a lot to take in. None of us want to leave Odyssey, but we need to go where God wants us to be.
Why now?
Now is when the opportunity has presented itself.
For you, but I don't want to leave. My life is finally really great. It's never been great before.
But
I'm doing well in school. I'm a star on the football team. I have the best friends.
Yes, but consider
and a girlfriend.
What?
And I'm not leaving her. I'm not leaving Jules.
You and Jules are dating? When did...
It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that I'm staying in Odyssey with her.
Well, it's a generous offer. Congratulations, Eugene.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. But there's an obvious dilemma here.
Which dilemma is that?
To adopt Buck and almost immediately move him away from the place he loves is certainly not ideal. And now we have this unexpected factor of him being in a relationship with Jules, in addition to a sudden interest in being involved with church.
Have you thought about the job itself? Does that excite you?
Of course it does. But I don't want to put my own needs ahead of my son's.
Well, I'm certainly not saying that you should ignore Buck's needs, but what about your own? What about the research? What about God's will? Are you satisfied with your career here in Odyssey?
It's comfortable.
Well, you've been at Campbell College a while now. When was the last time you got a promotion?
Well, I've occupied the same position for an extended period.
Would you be more fulfilled as a scientist in Baltimore?
Most certainly.
I've watched you. You've become an impressive leader on this project. You're energized. Might that be because you've progressed forward instead of remaining stagnant?
Perhaps.
You should take all of that into consideration. But I also think there's an aspect of it you may not have considered.
And that is?
If you don't go to Baltimore, who will? I mean, you invented the technology. No one knows it like you do. Who would you trust to carry this project forward without being tempted by the highest bidder or manipulated by the sneakiest player?
There's only one person I can think of. You. That's the end of the list.
Well, I won't be moving to Baltimore. I belong here in Odyssey. This is my calling.
But mine is there.
Well, I don't know. That's what you've got to find out. But I will say this. It is your project, Eugene, which makes you the best man for the job. Did Langford give you a deadline on an answer?
Next week. He's flying the three of us to Baltimore on Thursday on a private jet. Mr. Hancock's funeral is on Friday and will return on Saturday.
Well, good. Check it out. See what he has to offer. Get all of the information you need to make an informed choice. And most importantly, pray about it. A lot. By yourself and with your family.
It's just me, Connie.
Oh!
Whit and Eugene are talking upstairs, so I made myself some tea.
Peppermint, my favorite. Hey, did you hear about Buck and Jules?
We did.
Isn't that totally unexpected? I mean, what a God thing.
Actually, Eugene and I don't believe it's in their best interest.
Really? I mean, sure, it'll be embarrassing for them if they mess up, but just think of how God can use it.
What are you talking about, Connie?
Jules and Buck singing a duet in church.
They are?
What are you talking about?
About them dating.
They're dating?
So Jules didn't tell you?
No! How can they... What are they thinking?
Based on your expression, I assume this discussion concerns our love-struck adolescents.
Hi, Eugene.
Miss Kendall?
Well, this can't happen. I mean, they don't know what they're doing.
Though it certainly explains why they've been interested in going to church activities. Time together.
Even singing a duet in church.
They're singing a duet in church?
So, what do we do? Tell them not to date? Ground them from church?
Well, we can't ground them from church. There's probably some verse in Leviticus about that.
Conversely, from my studies of that particular book...
Eugene, it's a joke.
Then, But as parents and parental figures, it's our duty to help our children steer clear of obviously harmful situations.
Right.
But this... whether a mistake or not, does get them to church. That's not a bad thing.
Well, I agree with that. At least they're hearing truth.
Do we agree to let this relationship play out and see how God uses it?
Closely supervised, of course.
Obviously.
Then, yes. Though I remain concerned.
Noted. It does make our possible move more complicated, though.
You're moving? What, cross town?
You didn't tell Connie?
We didn't even know for sure. We still don't know.
Right, but it's something she should be aware of, don't you think?
Where are you maybe moving to?
Baltimore.
What? You told them?
I'm sorry. I was upset. It just came out.
You can't move, though, Buck. You just can't.
I know. Now that we're finally official, I'm not just gonna leave.
I don't know what I'd do if you did.
Well, I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure we don't. I can promise you that.
Jules! Connie's home. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Jules!
Hi, Connie.
Don't hi Connie me.
Bye, Connie.
You're dating Buck.
Oh. Yeah.
And you didn't tell me.
I just hadn't gotten around to it, okay? You must have heard from Eugene and Katrina.
Yeah, but you should be talking to me about these things.
I didn't think you'd approve.
I don't approve.
So I was right.
And yet so wrong.
What's wrong with Buck?
Nothing's wrong with Buck. I don't approve of you dating anyone. Not yet, anyway. And you need to be honest and open with me.
Sorry. So, are you still gonna let Buck and me sing at church on Wednesday?
Yes.
Because we need to pick out our song tomorrow from the sheet music Pastor Knox gave us.
Fine, but no enjoying it, okay?
Yes, Connie.
Let's see. Blessed assurance, it is well... Thou didst leave thy throne?
Not that last one. I don't want Eugene and Katrina to even hear the word leave.
Good point. See anything that says stay where you are?
If they felt like God wanted them to stay, that'd be the one thing they'd have to listen to.
I know. Even my mom mentioned something about how she'd feel more comfortable with me dating if I were a... Christian?
Yeah, Connie said similar stuff to me.
Then, what if it seems like you and I are actually becoming interested in Christianity?
Yes, they definitely wouldn't want to move if it seemed like we were actually learning about God.
And we wouldn't have to lie. Just talk about stuff.
I love it. But that does mean we really need to pick out the perfect song.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard this one.
Amazing Grace. We could totally sing this.
It's a good song. Let's try it.
Okay.
I think I can play this. Yeah.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Oh, they sound so good. They really do.
Indeed. And on key.
Are you crying, Eugene?
I never thought I'd hear my son singing in church about God's grace.
Well, they're not believers yet. But those words have to be getting into their soul somehow. God will use it. I know he will.
And grace will lead me
home. And here you go.
Impressive.
Wait, what is this?
Your new apartment. I hope.
We live here? This isn't the well-decorated gymnasium?
Look.
Please, have a look around.
Dad, there's a pool.
Oh.
I observed.
And an actual gym back that way.
We could really afford this?
No, you wouldn't have to. It belongs to the foundation. You'd live here rent-free.
Oh. Whoa.
Indeed. Though I question whether this is the best use of the Foundation's funds.
Eugene, be gracious.
No, I'd feel the same way if the Foundation had actually bought the place. But it's a donation from the grateful family of one of our patients.
Oh, how nice.
You're welcome to stay here tonight. I know we've got the funeral tomorrow.
Thank you. We will.
Hey, oh, come on, Buck. I want to show you something. This could be your room, if you like. We took the liberty of decorating to give you an idea.
Who are the Cougars?
Ah, the pennant on the wall. That's the local high school mascot. They had a pretty good football team this year. Although, they need a new wide receiver. Listen, make yourself at home. I'm gonna see what your folks are up to.
Yeah. Hi, Jules. I'm in the apartment.
How is it?
It's crazy. We have the entire top floor. There's a pool, a workout room. One of the bathrooms has its own bathroom.
Why?
I don't know. They're not just trying to convince my dad. They're trying to convince me. I don't really care about all this luxury stuff. And I don't think Mom and Dad do either. I just want to go home. Back to... Oh! Dr. Hunt.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to listen in. I forgot a couple things. That door is to the game room. There's a pool table, foosball, and all the latest video games.
Uh-huh.
Also, we have dinner reservations at 6, so...
Great. Thanks. Rats.
What?
I think he heard me.
Oh, very nice.
Eugene, this is Daria.
It's such an honor to meet you.
And Frederick.
Hello.
Who are vying for positions on your team.
Yes, of course. Dr. Hunt has mentioned you. greetings and salutations.
Excellent. Hmm?
We were hoping you would say that.
Mr. Meltzner, I just want to say what an absolute honor it would be to work with you.
Yes, on a permanent basis.
Oh, Dad's a rock star? Well,
in this crowd? I guess so.
Suddenly, the world doesn't make sense anymore.
I had baked Alaska for dessert. It was the best cooked steak I've ever had.
That sounds pretty amazing.
You should have seen my dad tonight.
Total scientist mode, right?
Yeah, but excited. Like I've never seen before. And the people here treat him like he invented oxygen.
Do you think all the attention will make him want to take the job?
Maybe. He'd definitely fit in here.
We really need to up our game then. We have to make sure that you stay.
I just don't want to mess anything up for him.
You're not messing anything up. Odyssey is the best place to live. They say it all the time. They love it here.
Right.
Your dad will have other opportunities. They don't want to leave. You'll give them a reason to stay.
Yeah, that's true.
And what you want is important too.
Well, you're important to me.
Same. We can do this. You can convince them.
Yeah. I know I can.
Quite a day.
So, what did you think, Buck?
Everything here is amazing. I grew up swimming in a drainage ditch. I can't even imagine having my own pool. And I'd make quick friends with the refrigerator that talks. But to be honest, this stuff isn't important to me.
I was hoping you'd say that.
The luxury does feel a bit unnerving. However,
the opportunity to work on this project would be difficult for you to decline.
Indeed. It's an opportunity to make a substantial contribution to society.
Too bad it's here, in Baltimore. So busy and big and impersonal. Mm-hmm. Odyssey's warm and caring and, well, home.
Small towns do have their desirable qualities, but so do big cities. I think once we find a new circle of friends...
Maybe. I just like the friends I have now. And the people at Wits End. Our neighbors. I like Kevin Wooten as a mailman, and Dr. Graham as a doctor.
We like all those things, too.
Odyssey certainly is a special place.
I even like the church there.
Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with Pastor Knox. And he even makes the Bible interesting. I want to hear more. I never felt that way in church before. It's made me start to think about God and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to go to one of the many bathrooms in this apartment.
So, he likes church?
It's what we've been praying for.
Oh, but terrible timing.
Taking this position is such a significant decision.
God's blessed you with an amazing gift, Eugene, and the knowledge and opportunity to use it.
I agree, but he's also entrusted us with Buck. And most important to me is Buck's faith journey, that he will eventually become a believer.
And if Odyssey is the place where that's most likely to happen, how can we move away? It was a beautiful service.
Indeed. I need to talk to Mrs. Hancock.
Buck, you can wait in the car if you want.
No, I'll come with you.
Mrs. Hancock?
Mr. and Mrs. Meltzner, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, of course.
To be honest, I wasn't certain if you would want me here.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm grateful you made it.
I wanted to tell you how very sorry I am for what happened. I have reworked the situation over and over in my mind, and I am certain that there were matters that I could have...
Eugene, stop. There's no need for that. Vernon proposed to me on Valentine's Day. He popped the question by a pond, just across the street from the hospital. And after we got married, we started a tradition where every Valentine's Day we would recreate that night. We'd walk to the very spot in town by the pond, and he would get down on one knee and propose.
Oh.
It was kind of a way to rekindle the feelings a bit. Last year on Valentine's Day, I took him out, walked by the pond, and waited. He just stared at me. He had no idea what I wanted him to do. After a few awkward minutes, I drove him home. He went straight upstairs to bed, and I stayed in the living room and cried into an afghan. Last week, the hospital let us take a short walk together. He took me straight to that pond and got down on his knees and proposed. You gave me a few more days with my husband, Eugene. Beautiful moments that will hold me over until I join him in heaven. And we can talk about old times for all eternity. Precious days that I'll never forget. And I will always, always be grateful to you for it.
I don't know what to say, except thank you.
Thank you, Eugene, from the bottom of my heart.
We'll be praying for you, Mrs. Hancock.
And I for you, Katrina. Is this your son?
Yeah, I'm Buck.
You must be very proud of your father. He's a good man.
I am. And yes, he is.
Thank you again for coming. All of you.
Oh, thank you.
Farewell.
Bye-bye.
Remarkable.
Yes.
Wow.
Dying, Eugene. Do you want to get some more wood from the shed?
Oh? Pardon?
You've been preoccupied since we left Baltimore. You're still thinking about Loretta, aren't you?
Is it that obvious?
Only because I am, too. What she said the other day was so moving.
Mm-hmm.
When you lost your memory, Eugene, it was devastating. I lost you. Looking into your eyes and seeing blankness. This person I loved more than anyone didn't even know who I was. It all but destroyed me. And that was only for a few weeks. Oh, I can't imagine going through that for as long as Loretta did. You could improve the lives of so many people with your technology.
But at what cost to you? And Buck?
Everything that's important comes with a cost.
I'm called to be a father more than I am to be a scientist.
And why can't you be both?
Huh? Buck?
Where are you?
Up in the treehouse.
Come down and join us. What were you doing up there?
I just needed a place to think. I have to tell you something.
Yes?
I don't think I'll ever become a Christian.
Oh.
I know it's important to you and all, but, well, I don't ever see it happening.
I once felt the same way, but God changed my heart.
I appreciate that, but my faith shouldn't be a deciding factor on whether we move or not.
So you knew that was a concern?
Yeah, that was intentional.
What?
Huh?
Jules and I thought it would be a way to convince you to stay here. I'm really sorry.
I think we wanted so badly to believe it. It didn't take much.
Even though I don't agree with the Bible on everything, I do believe what it says about love.
What do you mean?
Well, after the paintball game last week, Pastor Knox talked about 1 Corinthians 13. I didn't hear all of it, but I remember him saying that love doesn't lack evil and rejoices in truth. And it's not selfish
mm-hmm.
or Something like that.
Yeah, close enough.
And you've shown me a lot of love, but I haven't shown it to you because I deceived you, and I was selfish. Hearing that lady talk at the funeral, you made an incredible difference in her life, and it's so obvious you can help a whole lot of other people. My selfishness isn't just unfair to you, it's unfair to millions of people. The world needs this, and I can't get it out of my head that, well, maybe...
Buck, are you suggesting we should move?
I don't want to, but yes, I think it's probably the right thing.
Katrina?
I think you have a wise son, and you should listen to him.
You need to take the position, Dad.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Well, it seems that the Miltzner family is moving to Baltimore.
It sounds like a lot of change is coming for the Miltzner family. Keep listening to find out what's ahead for them and the whole town of Odyssey. You know, giving up something we want for the sake of someone else takes a lot of courage. It was very difficult for Buck to tell Eugene to take the job and move their family to Baltimore. But by sacrificing his own desires, Buck could be allowing Eugene's work to impact many more people. Sacrifice like that is what we see Jesus modeling for us in Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2, which say, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Follow the example of Christ, who loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us." For someone who says he doesn't think he'll ever be a Christian, Buck is certainly starting to act like one, isn't he? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was called The Best is Yet to Come, Part 2. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.